Don't think. It was 10 p.m. when the black Suburban pulled up to the security gates of Attack Athletics, my training facility on the west side of Chicago. Not unusual. Pro athletes would show up at all hours to the place where Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Dwayne Wade had permanent lockers, where countless superstars would work out or play ball or just hang out with other guys who got it. On this particular night, though, only one guy is in the gym, and no one else knows he's there. Not his team, not the media, not his family. His teammates are in a hotel 2,000 miles away. Reporters are blowing up his phone with calls and texts. It's in the middle of the NBA playoffs, with less than 72 hours until he has to be back on court. The night before, the whole world watched him limp off the floor in pain. Now everyone wants to know the story. Is he okay? Can he play? I'm fine, he said at the post-game press conference. He's fine, said the coach, who has no idea where his star is tonight. We'll get him some treatment, and he'll be good to go, said the GM, who already knows the player won't go near the team's training staff. Finally, when he's alone in the privacy of his room at the team's hotel, he makes one call to the confidential number saved in the phones of countless athletes around the world. I need some help, he says. How soon can you get here? I answer. Getting to me without anyone knowing is the easy part when you're an elite athlete. Call for a plane, grab your security guy, and go. Confidentiality guaranteed. Typically, the hard part comes when you arrive, whether you're in need of emergency intervention or a long-term program or a psychological kick in the ass. Some guys arrive thinking they're going to fill out paperwork and stretch a little. And within the first hour, they've sweated through 3 t-shirts and they're puking in a trash can. But that night, the player and I knew the real issue wasn't physical. It was the end of the season. Everyone has injuries. I'm not going to fix anything major in a few hours, and the team's training staff could have handled the usual aches and pains. And let's be honest. You don't secretly charter a plane and fly 2,000 miles to get iced and taped. We can adapt around the limitation. Here's how you adjust your shot. Push off this way, land that way, do this before the game, do that at halftime, get something done to the shoes. Ignore the pain for now. You're going to be uncomfortable. Get used to it. Lay out the whole script, leaving nothing to chance. If he follows the plan, he'll be physically ready to play. Or as ready as he can be. But mentally, that's another story. And that's why he made the call to me. He's listening to all the talk about whether he'll be ready to go, whether he can get the job done, whether he's lost a few steps. And now, he's not even sure himself. The pressure is getting to him. External pressure that distracts and derails, not the internal pressure that can drive you to overcome anything. And instead of shutting it all out and trusting his instincts and natural ability, he's thinking. He flew 2,000 miles to hear these 2 words. Don't think. You already know what you have to do, and you know how to do it. What's stopping you? To be the best, whether in sports or business or any other aspect of life, it's never enough to just get to the top. You have to stay there. And then you have to climb higher because there's always someone right behind you trying to catch up. Most people are willing to settle for good enough, but if you want to be unstoppable, those words mean nothing to you. Being the best means engineering your life so you never stop until you get what you want. And then you keep going until you get what's next. And then you go for even more. Relentless. If that describes you, this book is your life story. You're what I call a cleaner, the most intense and driven competitor imaginable. You refuse limitations. You quietly and forcefully do whatever it takes to get what you want. You understand the insatiable addiction to success. It defines your entire